What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Welcome back to another edition of All the Smoke, day two in LA with a very special guest. Jack, I got to give you the credit because you put me on the show and I love it, man. One of the best shows on TV. Mm. Rest in peace to our brother John Singleton. Yes. But welcome to the show. Amen.
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 Say that like you giving that praise
Amen.
Out.
Amen. He said like you giving me praise. Joseph, appreciate you, man.
My
Thank
king.
You for coming in today.
Thank you,
appreciate
bro.
Jerome.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know,
Let's get that right.
Jerome.
That's his name. Jerome.
First of all,
Uncle Jerome.
Congratulations.
Jamming Jerome.
Snowfall was just picked up for season 6.
Jamming Jerome.
The Yard Father.
Yes.
The Yard Father. Jamming Jerome. All them
Season
damn speakers.
Six, man. Talk to us about that.
It feels good, man, you know, to know that this started with a vision from John Singleton, the rest of the producers, FX, of they fostered that relationship with us. You know, we started off slow. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that. And we built up to where now we're one of the more popular shows on television.
The show.
So that means a lot to me. 6 seasons means that we get to see a beginning, middle, and end to the story. Mm. So I'm just ecstatic to see how this all ends, you know?
As the show continues to grow, obviously your character has continued to grow in a major way.
Yep.
Talk to us about that process.
Get you some squabble, nigga.
You got to squabble to get your character development, right? You got to squabble with a black man to get some character development. No, I'm just happy that the writers have chosen to keep me around this long. You know, we're talking about stuff that really affected our communities right. for real, honestly. Mm-hmm. So even though there's this part of me that's kind of fun and charismatic part of it, this is indicative of what we know from the neighborhoods that we come from.
Right.
Where you not promised.
Tomorrow.
So the fact that I'm still around, the fact that there's something about this character that still gives some sort of something to mm-hmm. the story, whether it's a poetic justice to it, we'll see, you know, how it ends with Jerome, whether he, you know, but more than likely, this is a tragedy. And as much as you feel the charisma and all of the things and you get connected to the character, there's also the price that's paid for the life that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think about that and we'll see how it ends, you know.
Have you guys started shooting season 6 yet?
We're not on season 6. It'll probably end up this fall,
okay.
fall of 2022.
One thing I love about your character, since we're speaking about it, I think it's easy for guys to come up in our different demographic to relate, because it was always one guy that you knew was actually putting in work, but he had a heart of gold. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He cared about the neighborhood. He cared about the people around. Even though he was in that life, he still had the heart enough to know what he was doing, but cared about people and still gave game to the youth. And those guys in the neighborhood have more respect than anybody, than the mayor, than anybody growing up in those neighborhoods. So a lot of people can relate to Uncle Jerome just from being from the areas we come from.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, the character wasn't trying to make his nephew be him.
Mm-hmm.
He realized sometimes if you really got an OG, they know that, like, bro, you got a different path.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just sent my nephew, real life, off to a college tour. That he was able to go to like 3-4 HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a little different than
right.
my walk.
Absolutely.
You feel me? And we want to see people that have potential be able to actualize that. So I feel like this Unc, he's like, look, nephew, you didn't have to do it like this. But now, wow, you show me that you can make money in a total different way. You flip the game. And I feel like Unc got a little intoxicated with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that he was able to be like, okay, I can get off my four squares and turn this into something else. So I think we always got to remember that part too, that just because the OG is there, that doesn't mean you need to follow. Sometimes the OG is trying to give you a leg up on a whole different reality.
Yeah, and a lot of times trying not to let you make the same mistakes that they made. Harlem.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the upbringing in Harlem. How was that?
I mean, come on. I'm a product of Harlem. I grew up in the world-famous Apollo Theater. That was like my theater home. Mm-hmm. I worked there throughout Summer Youth, a little program in New York. I went to Rice High School. Y'all probably know Rice from Felipe Lopez.
Yeah.
And Kimba
yeah.
went there. I wasn't shitting ball. Truthfully, what happened? What happened was I was making jokes and shit because I couldn't get no playing time. So the coach at the time, I remember Lou DeMello, the coach, he was like, you're not going to make the team, King. So, you know, but there's an agent that I have that he works with sports athletes. So that was like my first foray into entertainment. It was like going to sports auditions for mm-hmm. basketball mm. and, you know, all type of sports. And at the time, I was like, you know, I booked a couple of those, saw some money. I'm like, all right, it's mm-hmm. okay that I'm not on the team. I'm right. winning in another way. Maybe I could take this and expand on it and learn the craft. Because at the time, I was just getting it based off of, you're a little precocious kid. You got a certain look or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, you know, that was kind of my growing up in Harlem. I started in the arts, the National Black Theater Harlem. I went to the neighborhood playhouse.
What age
downtown.
Did you find all this? Not to cut you off. What age did you start finding all this?
I started finding all of this. I mean, I came up in plays and stuff in all throughout elementary and all
okay,
that.
Yeah. So early.
But it wasn't a thing. It wasn't right. like you were supposed to do this. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, commercial dude. People would see me in the neighborhood, be like, oh, commercial dude, you know? Like you a commercial dude, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't taken serious. It was like, all right. But you know, when you're coming out of school and you're watching some of your people know exactly what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing like this is for all young men and all women. It's nothing like finding what your passion early. You know what I mean? Because it gives you a long, road to be able to say, you know what, I can fail, I can get successes, but I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I know what my intention is. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of really early kind of realized like, okay, that ain't ball. That ain't a whole bunch of other stuff. What could it be? And I liked it. So can I discipline myself and can I really learn the craft? Because at the time I ain't learned the craft. I thought, you know, like, put me up for finding Forrester. Put me up for like the biggest and best things, but I really didn't have the skill. So I had to go to school to get that skill. I went to Howard University. Like I said, I went to a lot of theater homes in Harlem and also in greater New York, you know what I mean? Like I said, neighborhood playhouse and stuff like that, learning Meisner so that I could feel like, I got a weapon now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a beast now. Now you got to deal with me. And look, this is 25 years later that I'm able to show just a glimpse
of what you can do,
of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God keep us good, keep the dean good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black don't crack.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot in here. So, yeah, this magnet is strong now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. Yeah. It started way back then. Yeah.
So you said you didn't play hoop.
Oh, it's going to get deep here, too. Yeah. It's going to get aiming one of those.
Yeah, keep that.
Let's go.
You got to keep the dean strong.
I want my young people to know that, like, we could focus on something for a long time and build a diamond out of that coal.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what makes, you know, the journey sweet. You know what I mean? We always talk about being able to enjoy the good and the bad times the same way. You say you wasn't good in hoop. Any other sports that you rock with?
I played baseball. Speaking of baseball, I actually have a biopic that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Can we get into it now?
Go ahead.
I have a baseball biopic. It's called The Royal. It's coming out. I'm actually being able to premiere that, the show, at, I'm sorry, the film, at Howard University, which is my alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a baseball player by the name of Willie Mays Akins. He ended up going to the World Series in few years afterward, he actually ended up getting the largest mandatory minimum drug sentence for any professional sports player.
Mm.
He ended up getting about 24 years, which he ended up serving about 12 to 14 years of that sentence because he had crack cocaine. And really, he was a user, but he cooked up some for undercover officer and ended up getting pinched and gotten the draconian drug sentences that we saw, you know, happening throughout the U.S. So the name of that film is The Royal. I play that lead character, Willie Mays Akins. It's also a film that I produced. And that's that's coming out this summer.
Nice. Make sure y'all go check that out.
I mean, since we're in the space now, you spoke on it. You know, not only do you act, you have a passion for producing. Anything else you're working on right now?
Yeah, I also have an amazing podcast series right now. It's produced by Shondaland. It's called Hashtag Matter. This really pick up on a lot of stuff that you do, Jack, because it's about a father that his son ends up getting killed at a routine traffic stop. And the when he gets stopped, the officers end up killing the son, and the officer mistakenly kills his own partner as well.
Mm.
Well, the father that I play, Gerald Hayes, ends up kidnapping the officer on the scene, put the hammers on him, put the squabbles on him, and ends up taking him inside a sports lounge. And he video records this whole interaction on his cell phone, goes live, and he basically tells the public that he's going to try that officer in real time.
That's going to be good.
It's called Hashtag Matter. Like I said, it's produced by Shondaland. You can find it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcast. So that's Apple or, you know, anything, Spotify, whatnot.
Oh.
But it's an 8-part series. When I talk about electrifying and, you know, a lot of these things we went through, and as you know, people get a little like, okay, we dealt with, you know, police violence. We've dealt with the iniquity that happens in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to deal with it right now. I understand that. But as we know, as long as, you, if you don't keep that conversation going,
it's gonna die.
It's gonna die, and we don't learn the lessons, and we repeat the same things over and over. So, yeah, I would implore everybody to check out hashtag Matt. I'm really proud of that particular piece. It's hashtag well Matt. Produced, and there's no way you can't, you know, if you're scared to have this conversation out loud, maybe it's something that you can listen to in your car. Maybe you can hear different perspectives. And it shows everyone's perspective. It shows the police officers. It shows the press. It shows the family members involved. It shows the young man, the little young, precocious young man that had a whole bunch of talent and a future and his life snuffed out. It shows his point of view. It shows everyone's point of view.
Beautiful.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
HBCUs.
Come on, baby.
You graduated Howard University. You speak highly about HBCUs. We see what Deion is doing at HBCUs in sports. We see what Mo Williams just got a head coaching job at Jackson State as well. Let's talk about your passion and how you feel about HBCUs.
I'm going to send a young man or the young woman to a HBCU. You know, I'm not going to lie and act like if the kid gets in an Ivy League school that we're not going to take advantage of some of the of just that type of access.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like sometimes, like I knew coming up where I was, coming up in Harlem, I knew like college wasn't for everybody.
Right.
College wasn't for everyone. And it wasn't about how smart somebody was, you know? But it just didn't fit the lifestyle. It just didn't fit that person, that spirit, honestly. But for me, when you go to HBCU, not only are you educated, you're also almost infected with a knowledge of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see a faculty that looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, even if you grew up without a mother or without a father, you see people that are nourishing and supporting their children that can be surrogates to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick up a big brother, you pick up a father figure, you pick up another mother figure,
mm-hmm,
to help some of the broken homes, mm-hmm, that we've come from,
right,
and communities that we've come from, so that then you can put that same pupil back into a community that's whole, and now they have a network of people that were, you know, so don't get it twisted. I understand a lot of politics that go on with HBCUs, and I understand that a lot of people can be hesitant to send their children there, or can look at the business model of it. I understand all of that. But for what it was intended to be and what it still is, because people like myself come, mm-hmm, out of it and can give back and create a community of people, I think it's still important for us.
So what is the knock on HBCUs? Because I don't know.
I don't talk about the knocks. I ain't going to even give it.
But on the outside looking in, I can't see one, because just like Deion said, we offer the same thing any other school could offer as an HBCU.
You don't want to be coached by Deion Sanders?
That's what I'm saying. But he's saying that, what's the knock on us? We offer everything else.
There is no knock. It's just that, let's just be real, there's been a hierarchy that's been
put in place.
There's been a, you know, and we've always been dominant. It's just the talent has left. So if the talent goes there, then the facilities get better. That's what Deion's bringing. Deion's bringing way more than just his name. He's bringing
resources.
He's bringing eyeballs. Mm-hmm. He's bringing accountability.
Mm-hmm.
He's going that these kids deserve as much. They deserve the same type of training. They deserve the same everything, right, you know, across the board. And watch it flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it flourish. And other places will take note and take heed as well.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a domino effect.
What makes Howard Homecoming one of the most premier events? I've never been, but we finna start.
You never been to Homecoming.
No, we want to start telling.
I miss college.
We want to take all the smoke homecoming tour.
Y'all definitely need to take all the smoke homecoming tour.
I'm going to lose myself.
That's fine.
At least I know ahead of time.
You going to be gone?
Jack, I'm going back to 19 when I came out. Jack, I don't need you to lose yourself.
I'm going to try not to.
Hey, yo, listen.
I'm going to try not to.
Chill. Yo, Jack going to be in the yard like,
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just, all right, go ahead. But what I'm saying is, homecoming, first of all, HBCU homecomings, period, because I feel like my Howard gets the love because it's one of the bigger HBCUs. But, man, I done been to homecomings at some of the smaller schools, and that's another thing. A lot of the smaller HBCUs, that's what makes up the historical black colleges.
Okay.
So when we focus on the ones that we know, like the Spelmans or the Morehouses, the Hamptons, the Howard universities. Mm-hmm. We must not forget that there are a lot of other schools that make up the historical black colleges, that makes up that network of a premier type of college experience for black people.
Prairie View A&M, would you put that in there?
I put the smallest.
Yeah.
From when it was the Lincolns to my Jacksons. I don't want to go on to a, you know, but what I'm saying is each historical black college matters. You know, so we can get into like, oh, now I went to this one, or I went to a small one or a big one. But at the end of the day, it's the network of those schools. Because we got to remember through history, these were places that people could go into these regions, in these different regions. There's historical black colleges here in California, mm-hmm. in L.A. People don't even know.
Right.
You know? So we just got to be cognizant of that. It's not just these bigger ones mm-hmm. that we've always heard of. You know, so as much as I'm going to give love to Howard with, you know, the homecoming at Howard, yeah, it's crazy. It's going, you're going to have a good time. Yes, I believe all the smoke definitely needs to be at Howard, on Howard's yard.
The Mecca.
Come on, the Mecca. Yeah. But I want to send love to all the other
all
schools,
of them.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but since we're talking about it, what makes it the Mecca?
What makes Howard the Mecca? Probably starts with D.C., bro.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. D.C. different.
Oh, yeah. We know.
I'm from New York, yo. D.C. took me a minute. I thought I was going over. Like, nah, you going to feel this. You're going to sit down on this. This yeah. D.C. This yeah. ain't New York, bro. This is different. And D.C. has its own culture. It has its own music, its own vibe, its own... And Howard is a part of D.C. You don't get Howard without getting D.C.
Mm-hmm.
First, come get this culture of D.C. Come get these black people mm. that represent a district that can't vote nationally.
Mm.
It's a lot of legacy, a lot of power, a lot of disenfranchised voices in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I look at the that January 6th. Right? Insurrection, whatever. But I never see that juxtaposed to what's going on really in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do people feel?
In real time.
The real people that make up D.C. Mm-hmm. The chocolate city.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a whole bunch of people wilding out, but was my people wilding?
Right.
Or was they like... All the people that were employed, whether it's D.C. police or Capitol Police or, you know, anybody that, you know, contractors, whatever. How were they feeling during that time? Did we get that on camera?
Mm-hmm.
We got they press, right? We ain't hear nothing from that. Oh, those are people that live there, right? So, yeah, it's still a lot of iniquity going on. There's still a lot of misrepresentation going on. And, like I said, when I moved to D.C., I realized that, wow, here's a different culture, and I need to learn this culture and appreciate it. And Howard is a part of this culture.
Right.
And that was a great experience.
Howard Homecoming.
Y'all coming.
The biggest said, Howard Homecoming with my man Capone Drummond. I ain't gonna finish it, but you know what I'm saying? The Howard Homecoming, man. Hold up. I'm on my way.
What was your kind of entry into the real world of acting?
The real world. That's interesting. If you say the real world of acting, I'm going to take something that ain't got nothing to do with the real world, you know?
Cause I'm listening.
I'm going to take how you learn. I did a non-union film, maybe in coming right out of college. I did a non-union film that the director told me is boxers versus gangsters. It's like, all right. I used to amateur box at the time. I was like, all right, cool. One of my mans, Joe Suba, hooked me up, Harlem dude, right? He's like, yo, we got this dude, a young kid. He from NYU. He got a bag from Hollywood to make a movie in Harlem. Got boxers versus gangsters. I'm like, all right, I'm game, right? Man, when I talk about, like, stealing shots in New York City, in Harlem, That's crazy. So I could mention, you know, the first whoop-de-whoop movie that I did that had star names in it.
Right.
And but that was the first. That was the genesis of, wow, you could have an outlook of being able to make a movie. I still feel like we are underappreciated for the type of films that we make. You know, I'm blessed to be in Snowfall, where it's a heightened narrative of the films that we love, mm-hmm. the entertainment that right. we love, that a wider audience can accept. Mm-hmm. But there's still the stuff that we love that isn't accepted, is undervalued, and can be made in a hood near you.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Real shit.
And it don't need no names.
Dame Dash was just on here and preached that shit to Jack.
Oh, he knows.
He broke it down.
He knows. He knows.
Yeah. Literally just broke that down to Jack. Mm-hmm. When we have athletes on, we normally ask, what's your welcome to the NBA, NFL moment? What was your welcome to? So we got your intro right there with the acting. What was your welcome to kind of Hollywood moment, you feel like?
Welcome to Hollywood moment, probably the movie The Expendables I did with Sylvester Stallone.
That was a huge mm-hmm. cast.
And mm-hmm. and Terry Crews was a big help for me. Let me see a lot of things that I'm actualizing right now. But yeah, it had Schwarzenegger, you know, Dolph Lundgren, mm-hmm. Mickey Rourke,
Jason Statham,
mm-hmm. and it was just packed. And I was able to work with them and be a villain against them.
Mm.
And that definitely put a battery in my back to recognize that, yo, I can own my space. It definitely was a coming out for me. As far as knowing that this is where I belong,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna end up doing huge films, and you know, whether I want to play the villain or the protagonist, or whether I want it to be loving, or whether I want it to be insidious, or you know, that I can play those different beats and have fun doing it, and work with other professionals and learn, you know, really important.
Were there any? I guess you could say early on, but really just in general, have there been any actors or actresses you were kind of in awe of when you got a chance to either meet with them or work with them? Or someone you looked
in
up to?
In awe of when I worked with them or met them. Let's make this real clear, too. Actors, actresses, anyone that has done anything of importance, I think is really important that we reach back to the people that are coming up. Anyone that reaches out to you, we can't get in touch with everybody that right. reaches out. But when we do have that impactful moment, that we don't blow them off,
mm-hmm.
that we don't... Make them feel less than, that we don't make it seem harder than it is. We already know it's hard. They know it's hard when it came up to you. It's hard enough coming up to you to talk mm-hmm. to you. So for me, there's a circle of truth around my head to make sure that that I always give something, you know, give my real true life experience to someone in a little moment. We can do that. It's what we've been doing our whole mm-hmm. lives. You feel me? It takes a little longer. Sometimes people come up a little more rude than others, but we get that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm answering that question saying that, you know, I've never walked really on a set and been like, oh, I'm in awe. No, I came here to get bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps when the people that you meet are open.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to learn, they're willing to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to teach, they're willing to learn. It really helps. So I'll say that.
You worked on big films and movies and projects and different types of people. But what particularly made John Singleton, in your eyes, different?
That's a big bro. He was always enchanted with the filmmaking process. That's one of the first things. When I say enchanted, like the wizard, like he good. I even till now say, like, I could never tell you what John really thought about something. because every time I ask him about something, his answer would be so off from what I asked him. It would be like I'd be like, oh, that's what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn, didn't think that. But he was such a Renaissance man. He was such ahead of his time. And he was infatuated with the filmmaking process. He was inspired by seeing creatives, by, you know, like collaborating with creatives.
Mm-hmm.
He was so inspired by seeing you reach your full potential. He was a talent whore.
Mm.
He loved talented people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He loved to collaborate and entertain and to break down script and story. And it was beautiful to see that and to work with him for 3 years like that, you know? And I really do miss him. I miss his point of view. I miss the charisma.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the family atmosphere that he gave. I miss that, you know? I miss that, you know? He has a son that, big shout out to young little Seven that just had a birthday. You know, he had a son a few weeks before I had my first daughter. And I remember going shortly before he died, because he died around the time that my daughter was having her birthday. And his son had just had his birthday, so we went to the party and all that. And the way that he loved his children. John Singleton cannot be commemorated enough.
Right.
Period.
Right.
He is an institution. He's a foundation of telling our stories unapologetically.
Mm-hmm.
Let's never forget that.
Right.
And that's my big bro.
Mm.
It says a lot about him. For y'all to be able to continue on with the show and make the show what it is without him being here, that says a lot to the person he was, that everybody still cares enough to make this show, you know, to see his vision and continue it on, you know, after he's gone. That says a lot about y'all, too.
Definitely.
Being from Harlem, how did you prepare to be an OG?
To be Unk.
In South Central.
That's a whole nother coast, baby.
Yeah, come on now. You had some practice or what?
I mean, thank you for giving me my thing, you know what I mean?
You definitely got it down, though. You the unk.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't care if you from Memphis, you from Nashville, you from Birmingham, from Detroit, you from Harlem, you from the Bronx, you from Watts. Wherever you from, you from Gary, let's get deep, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
This America been some shit. And
long time.
There are these rebels, these people that didn't fit in, these unks that wasn't gonna take no shit.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't gonna suffer this either.
Wasn't compromised.
Like, I'm gone. Excuse my language, I'm gonna fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sin.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live my life unapologetically on my level.
On my terms.
Whatever my fucking education is, but don't get it twisted, I'm smarter than the most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone. I'm unk.
Mm-hmm.
I might have done some time. I might have figured some things out. I might know the important things to me, my woman, my community. And when I say community, I mean the motherfuckers I fuck with.
Yeah, family, yeah.
My family.
Mm-hmm.
That shit universal to us.
Yeah.
Without knowing your last name. Given last name.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest is why you pay me the money, you know?
Right.
It's because I'm going to do that. I'm going to make that. I'm going to give you the regionality. I'm going to make it South Central. I'm going to make it whatever region. I'm going to put whatever on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the sauce, the seasoning pepper on it.
Mm-hmm.
But But that's the core. The core I had because that was given to me from the experience that I lived. And to be able to give that to an audience that that feels good. That feels good. Because mm-hmm. some of that stuff was just pain.
Right. Real pain.
Some of that stuff was just pain.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to transmute that and be able to be like, no, I can give that as art. I can give that as entertainment. That feels good. You know? Yeah.
That's dope.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybun, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To say we in that time in the 80s, how important are the people around, like the people that get the wardrobes and all, and the scenery, like scenery to back to the 80s? Like how important are those people? You got the curl, you know, just the whole outfits, the jacket. They had you with the speaker, that, yeah, all that.
Yeah, hold on, babe. Shit. Yo, excuse me for a second.
Ain't no putting a break on that.
Boy, I say, hold up. It's not happening right now, is it? It's not happening right now, is it?
I didn't know if he was fucking with us or not.
Talk too much.
I knew it. Y'all be fucking with them goddamn actor niggas. What up, Ron? What's up, huh?
You spread that shit the wrong way, huh?
Huh?
That shit going the wrong way.
What you mean it's going
my
wrong?
Shit, my shit is natural.
Your shit is natural.
Shit is natural.
Hey, come on now. You know you need a little bit of this shit, too. You put a little bit of shit in your shit, man. Come on now. He's here. Hey! Come on now.
What's up?
What up, baby?
Man, ain't that much.
What you talking about? Y'all say y'all up in the smoke.
Yeah.
Who want smoke?
You want all the smoke.
You want all the smoke?
All the smoke.
Man, I got crack, got Chris. Which one? Smoke?
We don't talk about that on camera.
Okay.
We talk about that on camera.
I do.
You do? Well, let's talk about Franklin.
Who?
Nephew. Real quick, before we talk about Franklin, we had Deion Sanders on. He said his curl was look wet, but it was dry. Your shit just looked dry. What's your shit?
Fuck you talking about? Your shit look dry. This nigga talking about my shit look dry. This motherfucker, you know how you want to start this shit off? We can start this shit off now. That shit there.
Quick hitters.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean?
And we talking to Ron. We ain't talking, you know what I'm saying? We talking to Ron.
We talking to Ron.
Dream co-star in a movie and director for Jerome.
God damn it.
Not amen.
Got it. Say it again. Huh?
Dream coach, someone you would like to work with as an actor, actress, or and producer.
If I was a goddamn actor, I want that goddamn Pam Grier. Pam A.
Foxy Brown.
Hey, yeah, that Pam Grier.
Hey,
Dream
girl.
Director. I think she fuck with a nigga like me.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
Oh, yeah. She like real nigga.
Hey, Pam Grier, be out there. Let me talk directly to your heart.
My fucking face hurts.
Talk directly to you.
Oh, shit.
Let me talk directly to your heart. You need a man like me. Now I got a woman. But we come in twos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a package deal.
Me and my old lady.
We take care of everything that you need to be taken care of.
Louis like that's women. All I'm gonna say. Louis don't like women no more?
Damn sure she do.
Oh, I'm about to say, Lou, that's what she knows.
Pam!
Yeah, Lou, you, Lou, and Pam, that's nice. Ooh, you a lucky man.
Where the camera at?
That's your single right there.
I did
it. He looking in her eyes right now.
Not a soul.
Pam Grier.
That's good. Send that in. How you doing now?
That's it. Cut.
Y'all cut the shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pack
what's
that up.
What's Jerome top five movies of all time?
Chef
one.
Car Wash. The Mac.
Hey, that's it, Nick. Rest in peace, Mac Julian. Ooh. He just passed recently.
Oh, Penitentiary Day.
Penitentiary Day. Oh, man, the ooh. Midnight Thug.
Two, one and two.
Yeah.
That's four or five.
Penitentiary,
who
man.
Who that back there?
Midnight Thug.
Yeah.
Midnight Thug.
That's the shit. It's
Penitentiary, boy. Yeah. That was it.
Come on. Too sweet.
Too sweet.
Ride him, Dad. Ride him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good shit, there.
There we go. I refilled you, too, if you need it.
Nah, we good back there.
Top five New York athletes of all time.
I'm going to go with Walt Clyde Frazier. That's his
best dressed.
That's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Him and the Earl of the Pearl. Mm. Last time we got a goddamn championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah. All right. Let me get, what that little Opie boy? Little Opie boy on the Giants be winning the championship.
Eli Manning.
That motherfucker wins some shit. I don't know how the goddamn nigga. Yeah. That motherfucker throw a goddamn football to shit doing like that. He just still motherfucking catch it. Touchdown there.
Tom Brady kryptonite.
Mm. That month. Him. Let me get he ain't win nothing, but I like his passion. Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey! That's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Give me your
slap the shit out the coach. Slap the shit out the coach.
Come in, nigga! Put me in the game, coach.
That put me in the game.
Yeah.
Put me in the game, coach.
Oh, shit.
I like him. Patrick Ewing fucking knees.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing's knees.
Patrick Ewing knees. Put that in there. Yeah. He was a hell of a center.
Bad knees.
One quote right type shit.
One quote to live by.
Yeah.
I know one that you really stand on, though. And it might not be the quote you live by, but I know one you stand on. Yeah. Can I give it to you?
Come on.
Get you some squabble.
Come on, Jack. You're going to have to work better on that now. Jack, let's try that again now.
Okay.
I ain't say it like that. Come on now. It's goddamn acting class now.
All right, here we go.
Come on. No. I'm the motherfucker. Trey say he need these keys.
I don't give a fuck what Trey say. I better get you some squabble, nigga. Cast him! Cast him! Cast him!
I saw some of that palace brawl in the net. Saw some of that real shit.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Shit got real for a minute.
Oh, motherfucker.
OG, yeah. OG.
Yeah.
That's the moment I wanted.
Yeah.
The show. I've been telling them what I wanted.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came, and that's the moment I wanted. Thanks for giving me that moment, my brother.
Hey, I love y'all, man.
I love you too, man.
Y'all
appreciate
for the culture.
It.
You know what it is.
We appreciate that, man. Close it out with the last question, Jack.
If you could have one guest on All the Smoke, OG Jerome, who would it be? But before you answer that question, you have to help us get your answer on the show.
Goddamn. Nephew. Hey. Unc wouldn't be here without his goddamn nephew.
Mm. Hey, nephew! Hey, nephew! Come on, old goddamn All Smoke.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We need you.
Hey, before we get you out of here, we got something for you.
Can't not let you leave without having you with some All the Smoke gear, my brother.
Got you some merch.
That's the least we can do to show our appreciation for having you on the OG. Woo! Hey, OG, I know you got a lot going on. I know you and Louis still trying to work this plug thing out with Reed, so just the fact that you took the time out to get off the streets and come in and give us an interview, we highly appreciate it.
It ain't nothing but a goddamn dream to me right here. Got new cameras and what the fuck is this shit?
We got a towel around in there,
I'm
too.
I'm somewhere back in the 80s right now. Huh?
It's good. I said we got a towel in there, too, so you don't drip up the collar of the sweatshirt.
So you mean in year 2022, get on stage with goddamn jumpsuits on and...
Mm-hmm.
and
be good.
Huh.
The future. You're going to like it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's some new shit!
Hey, man, congratulations on season 6. Again, we appreciate your time today here, Unc. Man, that's a wrap. You can catch All the Smoke on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform Black Effects. That's your solo. Take us out. What you got, Unc?
Fuck out of here.
It landed on the camera. She landed on the camera. Jack, put that shit on, Jack. Put that shit on, Jack.
I've been waiting for it.
Yeah. Hey, yo, that shit look hard, though. That shit look hard, though, Jack.
Get you some squabble. All this goddamn plan. We gonna get the plug or else. Fuck what Louis talking about.
Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.